I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last Friday, a shooter killed 8 in an Indianapolis FedEx facility. Over the weekend, 6 more shootings in 6 different states rocked the country. Now, rampant gun violence isn't a new problem for the United States. Each shooting has unique circumstances and causes. But Sammy Tippett of Sammy Tippett Ministries says there is one thing that Christians can do.
I just see a lot of anger, and it's erupting across the nation. And, you know, it's not in one location that it's here, but it's nationwide. There's something that has happened. And so I think Christians need to take the lead in saying, hey, I'm going to be a peacemaker. We need to do what the scripture says is be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
Tippett's encouraging you to pray for a work of the Holy Spirit in the United States. And the pandemic's lockdowns and forced isolation are taking a heavy toll on our mental and emotional health. Yet some of the U.S. church's more traditional ways of reaching out, like fellowship meals and home visits, are discouraged right now. So how do we become the hands and feet of Christ in the age of social distancing? Well, it begins with a biblical perspective. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries explains.
We've tended to be in survival mode the last few months, trying to figure out how we're going to get through it and we're going to do without that and without this and so on. Survival mode is by its very nature selfish, isn't it? It's all about me. We can't allow ourselves to fall into that trap.
At our website, Hutchcraft describes how to be a hope bearer.
We got to build bridges into people's lives and hearts, finding ways to show the love and the compassion and the kindness of Christ to them. We're supposed to be delivering hope wherever we go.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.